Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're featuring Oak Park today, and the man who started McDonald's grew up in South Oak Park, went to Lincoln School and Oak Park River Forest High, Ray Kroc, and representing a couple of McDonald's franchise owners, we have Katie Fuentes with us. It's kind of a family business for you, isn't it, Katie?
Absolutely. Good morning.
You have an interesting story about how you became an owner-operator. How did it all come about?
Yeah, so my parents have been owner-operators since 1989 for over 32 years, so before I was even born. And then I'm currently in the process of taking over the family business. My dad started off as a skycap, though, with United Airlines before becoming an owner-operator. And then I grew up in the business. We have a saying in the industry, the ketchup's in the blood. And I can truly attest to that. I worked at McDonald's throughout high school. I went away to school at Notre Dame. I continued working over break. And then after school, I pursued a career in public accounting. However, the calling to McDonald's is real. I just did a career change to pursue the family business. So ketchup is truly in my blood.
All right, then you can answer our questions. There's an email here from Mike in Bensonville who wants to know if the eggnog shake will make a return.
I'm honestly not sure, but I sure hope so as well.
And we're big McRib fans here, as you know. And were you trying to scare us? Not you, but there were all these posts on social media from McDonald's saying, better get it now, inferring that maybe this is the last season. But there's no way you're going to retire the McRib, is there?
Well, you never know with McDonald's, but I definitely say get it while you can right now. It is one of my favorite sandwiches.
Tell us about some of the things you do in the community there. I know you do a lot, and you've got a big December event, Dinner with Santa Claus. What's your favorite event that you guys participate in?
Yeah, absolutely. So my favorite event would actually just be this past week. We hosted one of the turkey drives. So we gave over 5,000 turkeys and sides to families in the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana area. I think it's a really great example of our partnership with our suppliers, for example, Martin Brower, Dr. Pepper, and Coca-Cola. And then I'm really excited, as you mentioned, this coming December, we'll be hosting Dinner with Santa Claus at one of our restaurants. The kids will be able to write letters to Santa, take pictures with him, and take a craft home with them as well.
Where is your McDonald's in Oak Park located?
We're at 111 Madison, so right next by Madison and Austin, next to the police station. So if you're ever in the area, feel free to stop by.
Stop by, say hi to Katie. And by the way, a lot of people, their first jobs are with McDonald's. I'm sure you have a lot of success stories, people who have gone on to even greater things, right?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that's really neat about McDonald's and our organization, too. We have employees that have been with us for 32 years. And on the other hand, 32 hours. But at the end of the day, we're here to support our employees, whether that's so they want to make a career out of it or we're their first-time employer. And one thing that McDonald's really stands out is the opportunities we have for our employees as well. We have the Archways to Opportunity, which is tuition assistant, and then English under the Arches as well, which is support to learn English.
Katie Fuentes, as we celebrate Oak Park today, continued success to you and the family. Katie, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNradio.com/yourhometown.